Pray with me.
Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We all know what it feels like to be sick in bed. And living in the midst of COVID, we know too well what can happen to those who catch deadly viruses. Perhaps the scene of Jesus' healing of Simon's mother-in-law is more easily relatable given our current circumstances. Notice that Jesus heals the woman at her house, surrounded by some of his disciples and not in the synagogue. The scene foreshadows the house churches as a place of worship in the early church. And Jesus continues to enter the church today to heal those who are afflicted, whether it be by some kind of illness, mentally or physically or spiritually. Or maybe it's the illness of sin continues to hold us back from having a deeper, more meaningful relationship with God and with others. No matter our illness, no matter our sickness, our brokenness, our sins, God comes. God comes in the person of Jesus Christ to usher in the kingdom of God, to heal, to make whole, to restore folks back to community. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her. Now, without modern medicine and technology, an illness with a bad fever back in the day of Jesus' time could result in death. And sin, in all its self-delusional, self-destructive forms, which make us less than human and tears down the fellowship we have with others and breaks our communion with God, will also end in death. But Jesus takes her by the hand and lifts her up. Lifts her up. That's resurrection language. In and through Jesus, God reveals to us that he wants to connect with us. He wants us to raise us up so that we can be closer to him. He wants to enter into the messiness of our lives. He wants to knock on the door of our heart so that Christ can come in and live and dwell within us. Jesus is the inbreaking of the kingdom of God, which casts out demons, breaks through the self-imposed boundaries that keep us apart. He brings healing and wholeness to all who are broken. What Jesus does is nothing short of ushering in the kingdom of God and destroying the power of Satan in the world. Satan's rule brings sickness, brokenness, demonic possession, and sin. But God's rule in Jesus Christ brings healing, wholeness, love, resurrection, salvation. Jesus brings people together so that community can happen. At our Lord's Supper, we hear that after Jesus took the cup and gave thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Through Jesus' real presence, in body and blood, bread and wine, Jesus heals us, forgives us, liberates us from the sin that keeps us from loving God and others. Jesus makes us whole. And then he sends us out to serve. After Jesus lifts Simon's mother-in-law out of her brokenness and reestablishes her back into community, she serves them. She didn't have to wait to recover. She was completely restored. Her dignity and honor in the household was restored. She was able to be productive and provide for others. Her life had meaning and purpose. The word to serve in our text today is the same one used to describe the angels who served Christ after his temptation in the wilderness. And serving epitomizes Jesus' own ministry. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So in many ways, the woman reminds us of our own resurrection through Jesus Christ and points to Christian ministry in the world to serve others. After Jesus healed many others, he withdrew to a deserted place so he could pray and spend time with God. And so it is with his body, the church. The Christian life is a rhythm of going out into the world and coming back in to the church to be fed and nourished by Jesus through word and sacrament, prayer and worship. Any of our altruistic work in the world is not sustainable and can easily turn into another means to puff up our egos if we aren't continually going back to the church, the place where we can drink from the true vine, eat the true bread from heaven, Jesus Christ. Only in Christ can we be transformed to truly be the image of God, truly be empowered to self-giving love, to fully give ourselves to another and serve others. At the end of the gospel passage, Jesus leaves to spread the good news to the kingdom and to reveal it to others. And so he calls his disciples to do the same, to go out, to proclaim the risen Lord Jesus Christ. But there is a new way, not Satan's way of the world, but a new way to truly live. And that is the good news. We are all called to enter into the people's brokenness, to acknowledge our own brokenness. We are called to represent Christ to others, to see the face of Christ in those who are suffering from the bondage of evil in this world. And through Christ and his incarnate body, the church, they too can be raised up to new life with him. Through his body, you and me, Jesus still connects with others. He still comes to be a part of their lives to touch them with the divine hand of God that is so powerful that it can even destroy death. So they too cannot just survive, but to live as healed, whole, to live as people with purpose. Amen.